City Police Department, you are unlawfully blocking the entrance to this building and obstructing pedestrian traffic. You are ordered to disperse now to permit the safe flow of pedestrians.
Days after the mass shooting in Pittsburgh that claimed the lives of 11 members of the Tree of Life congregation, progressive Jews met to protest the Republican Party. They say that the GOP's unwillingness to condemn white nationalism plays a large role in the violence that Jews and other targeted groups face. Naomi Hornstein is a granddaughter of Holocaust survivors.
This is why we are here in front of the GOP Metropolitan Club to say that you are emboldening white supremacy, white nationalism, and that we are here to show that we are mourning, that we are in grief, and that we will stand together as a community because we know what is causing this violence.
New York activist Joanna Kaufman.
We've watched as Trump's administration and the GOP has done little about it. In Charlottesville, Nazis marched with swastikas. Nazis marched chanting, "Jews will not replace us," with torches through the night.
The group says Mourner's Kaddish, a prayer service for the dead, outside of the Metropolitan Republican Club. Some sit in front of the doors to the building around a banner that says, "GOP, tell white nationalists they don't have a place in your party." Earlier this month, the Metropolitan Republican Club invited Gavin McGinnis, head of the far-right group The Proud Boys, to speak at their event. Jewish activists say decisions like welcoming McGinnis and constant incitement by far-right politicians against Jewish philanthropist George Soros fan the flames of anti-Semitism within the Republican Party. Soros was one of the targets of the mail bomb threats last week. At the demonstration, Yael Shafritz sits with a set of stones.
In the Jewish tradition, when someone dies, you often go to their grave and graveside and leave stones, and we brought those here today to remember the people that died in the past week because it's a direct result of the GOP's white nationalism, white supremacy, and anti-Semitism. And we're gonna bang on those doors and ask to be let in to leave those stones and ask that they condemn white nationalism right now.
But demonstrators aren't only honoring victims of the massacre in Pittsburgh. They say that attacks on places of worship hurt many, including those in Muslim, immigrant, and Black communities, and stand with them. The shooter had expressed frustration at the Jewish organization, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, for helping refugees enter the United States. Joanna Kaufman says welcoming the stranger is a Jewish value.
It's the ground from which we stand on when we stand with other people of color, with other people who are being actively persecuted in a country that was supposed to be, from the beginning, a place of refuge. Whether it has been or hasn't been, that is what we want to build together. And anything other than that is just inconsistent with humanitarian values, Jewish values aside. It's random. That's the thing about terrorism. And it was terrorism, let's be super clear. It could have been anywhere. And it has happened here in New York. And mosques have been vandalized and burned to the ground. And Black churches have been shot up or burned to the ground. And so it is happening all over the country and not just to Jews. And it could have been me in Shabbat services on Saturday morning. And it could have been my mom, or it could have been any of my friends who I organize with and who I love. It is close to home.
Kaufman says the best way to ensure safety for the Jewish community is to stand in solidarity with other communities that are targeted by the Trump administration.
As we grieve, we'll continue to move our communities to take action and to stand with other oppressed groups, because we know that our power is standing together.
While the demonstration ends with police arrests and removing activists blocking the doors to the Metropolitan Republican Club, the group continues to chant their message.
We are here! We are here! We are here! We are here!
Alana Levinson, WBAI News, New York.